With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Next Monday is already March the 1st, so it's time to start digging into some brackets, as well as look to Indianapolis, where Carson Wentz is the newest member of the Colts. Joining us here on the show is talk show host, 107.5 The Fan and 93.5, as well as college basketball analyst and insider. Joining us this morning on the show, Dan Dockage. Dan, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm wonderful, DA. Thanks for having me on. I enjoy your show. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us. Really good to have you here. And let's talk about Carson Wentz. Do you think that the Colts pulled off a good deal, giving up a 2 and a 3, a 2 that could become a first rounder?
Yeah, I think the deal was good. I think because the Colts have a lot of holes to fill. You know, one of the ideas of everybody but Chris Ballard and actually myself is that the Colts have this Super Bowl roster. They got a lot of holes. They got a left tackle issue. They got a corner issue. They got a wide receiver issue. And they were able to get a quarterback and keep the number one, their number one pick, which enables them to go after, you know, pretty deep draft class in all those things. I mean, you know, corner, big draft class. Wide receiver, huge draft class. Left tackle, it stretches. So, yeah, I think it was a really good deal. You can make an argument that, you know, Wentz is a mess right now, but people seem to tell all of us locals that Frank Reich is a quarterback whisperer. I frankly haven't seen it, but that's what people tell me. So he didn't do it with Jacoby Brissett. We'll see if he does it with Carson Wentz. We shall see.
The conditions are interesting on it becoming a first rounder. Carson has to play in 75% of the snaps or 70, and they make the playoffs. Can you foresee a scenario where Carson stays healthy for all 16 games and doesn't play three quarters of the snaps?
You know, that's interesting because they had a package for Jacoby Brissett. They used it, you know, and Wright put him in at a variety of times, but the answer is no. I can't see any scenario. They brought him here to be the starting quarterback, you know, a little bit like last year. Hey, look, they brought Phillip Rivers in here. They gave him $25 million. They kept Jacoby Brissett here, even though he was the starter the previous year. There was no quarterback competition. There was no chance that Brissett or Rivers were going to compete. And frankly, right now, DA, the Colts only have Jacob Eason and a practice squad quarterback under contract. They don't have Brissett. Rivers is gone. So, no, they brought him to be the starter. They will use a package, and they have done this before with a second-string quarterback. But, no, there's no chance. He will play every snap as long as he's healthy, except for maybe something around the goal line or to sneak it on fourth down. But other than that, he's going to be the quarterback, period.
Dan Dockage joins us this morning here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. There's a lot of question marks with Carson Wentz. What is the most glaring to you? What worries you the most about Wentz?
16 to 15, touchdowns, interceptions, that's one. But the more glaring thing is, you know, when I don't want him to be – remember Steve Sachs, Chuck Knoblauch? They couldn't throw a damn ball from second base to first base. So what does that mean? Well, that means they've got some kind of mental block. And if that's what he's got – we're going to find out. But the 16 to 15, let's be honest. If you're going to win in the AFC, all right, you're going to have to beat the Ravens. You're going to have to beat the Chiefs. You're going to have to beat the Bills. Probably have to beat two out of three of those teams in a playoff game to go. You can't throw interceptions. You can't have an inaccurate quarterback. You can't have a guy that's giving up possession. And that's the thing, you know, at ADA, the thing here is this. We're supposed to be a Super Bowl win now. Jimmy Irsay, the owner, has said all that. Okay, great. But the realistic look at it is you've got to beat those teams. And to beat those teams, what you got to do? You got to put a lot of points on the board. And you can't put a lot of points on the board if you're giving up possessions. And that's the thing, other than the mental side of it, and everybody's going to have to work that out, and they're going to have to figure that out, you can't be throwing interceptions. You just can't.
So you think that the Colts roster is kind of overrated, huh? You think people give it more credit than it deserves?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. I mean, look, everybody goes gaga over the offensive line. It's a good line. You know, it's a good line, but it doesn't have a left tackle. And frankly, when Costanzo was out, DA, a year or two, they weren't very good. I mean, it was noticeable. I mean, it was noticeable to people that really don't even follow. The run game suffered a lot more pressure on the quarterback, and he was a leader. He was the most underrated player that I've seen in the NFL. Now, I'm sure every town has one, right? Like every city has their guy that's the underrated. But Costanzo came in as a rookie and basically played left tackle for 10 years, every game except for a few late in his career. And I'm telling you, when he was out, it was a mess. They don't have weapons. Paris Campbell's been hurt, been really hurt. He can't play. He can't get on the field. No, I'm sorry. When he gets on the field, he can really play. T.Y. Hilton doesn't have a contract. T.Y. Hilton has made noise. He wants a bigger contract. Colts are going to be smart on that. The corner that they drafted, Rock Ya-Sin, they didn't even dress him. Xavier Rhodes came in. Xavier Rhodes played really well. Now he wants to get paid. I'm just telling you, I listen to people, and I had Frank Reich in studio with me. We do a thing every year for an hour, hour and a half in studio, and he just, he's just laughing. He's like, Dan, I hear people talking about, we got good young players, got really good young players. But he said on air, I hear people talking about Super Bowl roster, and I'm like, man, we got work to do. And they do, you know, they just do.
Also, I mean, you're not completely sold on Frank Reich being a quote-unquote quarterback whisperer. This is a guy that gets a lot of love from a lot of media outlets and fans. So you think that's overblown too?
Oh, DA, nobody screwed up a playoff game like Frank Reich. Like, you can make the argument, and then we sit here and we listen to national media guys go, oh, he's an elite coach. I'm like, really? That's an elite coach in the NFL? You're getting ready to see what an elite coach is when Urban Meyer shows up in the joint. I mean, you're getting ready to see somebody that isn't going to go for it on 4th and 4. Simple math tells you. Frank Reich is a great dude. You know, I think people, because he's got a religious background, are afraid to criticize him because I think that someone's going to come strike him down or something. But every morning I watch him when they talk about the Colts, elite coach. We sit here and we go, are you insane? The dude has cost as many as he's helped win. Drafting's been good. But, you know, again, and I'm a Chris Ballard fan, very, very much so. But you're going into year 5, haven't won a division. Colts, in my opinion, and I'm a season ticket holder. I don't get a media pass. I pay money because I don't want to be beholden to anybody. So I'm not bitter, angry. I just watch, and I talk to guys that are inside the organization, and they're like, man, where the hell is this a Super Bowl roster? Don't they know you got to beat Kansas City? Don't they know you got to beat the Bills? Don't you know you got to beat the Ravens? We got work to do, and they're right.
So when it comes to then this kind of the national narrative around the Colts and Frank Reich and the roster, was it right on the money that the Colts helped Phillip Rivers last year be his best self, or did Phillip Rivers actually make the Colts better because of who he was?
I think a little bit of both. I'm going to tell you, the one thing that I have said, as I'm critical, I do say, look, we are going to see, because I thought Rivers, you know, here's the deal. You're in Indianapolis, okay? So I'm not paying attention to Phillip Rivers, right? I mean, Phillip Rivers is in San Diego. If they're, you know, I'm watching the late game. I'm not really watching the Chargers, you know. But my thought of Phillip Rivers was, you know, great guy, great quarterback, all that stuff. Always going to throw a fourth quarter stupid pick. That was my thought, right? That was a lot of our thought. Then you watch him and you're like, wait a second. This dude doesn't have much arm, but he sure throws it on time. This dude puts the ball where it needs to go, all that kind of stuff. And I got to give Frank Reich and I'll give everybody credit for that. I will. Hey, look, he was good. By the end of the year, he was really good. But, and this is like, you got to understand, Indianapolis isn't New York or Philadelphia. And when you say things like I'm going to say, people hate you because we're like a small town and we're all supposed to be happy, I guess. But when it came down to the last drive to beat the Bills,
where all these quarterbacks have done it. They've all taken teams on historic playoff drives. Colts couldn't even get in field goal position. And you're sitting there going, look, at least in my world, DA, maybe it's different in everybody else's, but in my world, in the NFL, it is about winning. Like, I don't care about nuance. I don't care about, hey, you got a drive. You either do or you don't. You don't, the Bills move on, and the Colts go home. But Rivers was good. He was really good. And you got to give Reich and Sirianni and those guys credit for that, no question.
But on that final drive, Phillip Rivers airmails two out of bounds and then underthrows the Hail Mary, and that was the limitations of Phillip Rivers.
See? Look, and you know what we say in Indianapolis? Oh, what a nice year. NBA, I'm like, no, not a nice year. Yeah, okay, you won 11 games against the easiest schedule in the league. Great. But come on, you got to have a little bit higher expectation. And it's the most amazing non-Peyton Manning time, because ever since Peyton Manning was gone, it's like, okay, let's go back to being a nice little city. And I fight it. I fight it every day, and then I get, hate. So that's all right.
Dan Dockett joins us this morning here on the show. Let's talk some college basketball here. Earlier in the morning, we played the Jim Boeheim clip where Boeheim went after Jalen Johnson of Duke and said they're better without him. You also tweeted that observation. You feel like Duke's better without him. Boeheim had to walk back those comments and say, well, I really didn't watch him this year. I'm just kind of shooting for the hip. Was Jim Boeheim out of line in criticizing somebody else's player?
Probably shouldn't do that, but here's what nobody's really caught. Boeheim and Krzyzewski are best friends, okay? Like, best friends. Coached on the Olympic teams together. So as soon as I saw that, and I'm a big Boeheim fan, and I'm a big K fan, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, all right, that's a message from K that K right. doesn't want to say
yeah.
through his buddy. Hey, look, I defer to Coach K, all right? If people are going to tell me, my own colleagues are telling, at ESPN, are like, well, under no circumstances are they better. Well, K didn't play Jalen Johnson but 8 minutes. In a double-digit road win, last game Jalen Johnson was there. So K must have thought they were better. They've won three in a row by double digits, against Virginia, but including beating Virginia. They've had two big old road wins. Now people say, well, it's just North Carolina State and Wake. Well, those people don't understand how hard it is to win on the road. I don't care who it's against. So Boeheim wasn't wrong. All you got to do is watch it. They are better without him. Do I know why they're better without him? I don't know. Everybody tells me the ball moves, all that kind of stuff. That's fine. But I've also heard from people inside there that, hey, locker room's better. Team feels more comfortable. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I feel like, they're playing well, and all of a sudden they've gone from a team that wasn't even thought of in the NCAA tournament to beating Virginia, who had played pretty well all year. So, of course, they're playing better without them. They're playing their best basketball of the year right now.
Your city's going to host the NCAA tournament, and it's going to be all different sites and different arenas, and that could be cool. What do you think about this tournament? Do you think that because we got it back for the first time in 2 years, people will be totally into it? Or do you think because some of the blue bloods won't be there and because it's going to be limited attendance, that it's going to fall short of our expectations of excitement and energy for a tournament?
I think the games always deliver in it. I think the games are what make it great. I'm so glad that we've got people in the stands, DA. I am. I just think it adds to it. Like, I had a hard time, and I love the NBA, and I love the NBA playoffs, but I had a hard time watching the playoffs last year in the bubble. It was great, but it's just different. I'm glad at least some people are in. I think it's going to be terrific. I think the Indianapolis Sports Corp, the group that puts it on, has this thing set up really well. Practices aren't going to be, in the arenas. They're going to be all here. It's going to be safe for everybody, particularly the players and the participants. I think people are going to enjoy the living hell out of it. I really do. And I think the games always deliver. And what I've been told by people, and again, people into sports, so maybe they're biased, but it's like, Dan, after last year, when we get shut down literally in the middle of a conference tournament. I mean, I'm talking about in the in the middle of the tournament. I did a game Wednesday night. On Thursday, we were all, Sean McDonough and I were sitting around our phones waiting to hear if the afternoon games are going to go on, and then they weren't. So I think people are excited. And honest to God, I think the games deliver. I think you're going to see some great young players. You know, I hope a team like Navy, like right now, how about this? Navy is 11th in the country in the net ratings, which is the ratings that puts you in the NCAA tournament. Freaking Navy, which would be a great story. But don't count out Duke. Certainly don't count out Kansas. I talked to Bill Self for a podcast we do, and he's like, man, I like my team. I'd like them. So some of these the Blue Bloods may make a move. I just did the Indiana Michigan State game. Michigan State went into IU and beat the hell in the second half out of IU and looked like a different team. I don't know, man. I'm not counting these Blue Bloods out just yet, but I think it's going to be great. I do, D. I think it's going to be fantastic.
I hope so. I'm so excited to have the tournament back. You can watch Dan as part of ESPN's college basketball coverage. You can hear Dan as part of 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis. And Dan knows you have not lived until you've sat next to Sean McDonough in March and had him scream, "It's good!" Shawnee Mac is the best.
Love that guy. I love him.
Dan, this is great, man. Thanks so much for doing it with us this morning. I loved it.
Yeah, anytime. Good talking to you. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.